else and other strange adults. How many guys would attend that? And women, I'm going to give you a little clue here about these sessions. I'm going to let you be a little voyeur here. And when I have 500-600 men in my audience, and men, to see if you agree with this, I'll say to the guys, okay, ask me anything. I'm a therapist. Ask me anything about women that you want to know, and I'll give you an honest answer. And women, the first thing the guys in this room say, it's the questions they ask. They ask us these questions, and no matter what we say, we're dead. No matter what we say, it's the wrong answer. How many men would agree with that? So women, I'm going to tell you some of the questions that men hate to be asked. Are the women in this room and watching, are you all willing to try to do something new in a relationship if it would bring you closer together? All right. Raise your right hand, women. Say after me, I will never again ask these questions of any man in my life. Right? Okay, great. Question number one. The number one question that men hate to be asked is this. Do you notice something different? What is that about? It would be like if he took you into the garage and said, honey, do you notice something different? No, he doesn't notice anything different. And bless his heart when he tries, how about your hair? What do we do? Well, no, but obviously you don't like my hair. The number two question that men hate is this.